1250, host of the Carolina Coast, presents John Trenton and Music. WTMA.
7. Good morning. Welcome in. Our Money Match Game coming up in moments. Stand by to win that big cash on the Big 1250.
WTMA, it's Steve Russell. It's 7:08 and a chance for you to win $10 and a lip load of laughs and smack him out. Yuletide coming up soon in Mistletoe.
The Bee Gees on the Big 1250 up and down the Eastern Seaboard from number one radio park here in Charleston, South Carolina. It's called Run to Me. WTMA's Good Morning Fun Time at 6:54.
We are reliving some of the memories of the 1970s and 1980s today. WTMA, if you were not lucky enough to be in Charleston during the 70s, that is some of what you missed. We're here, I'm John Quincy, by the way, sitting in for Richard Todd. We're here with John Burwell and Gary London and Kirk Varner, former WTMA teenage DJ sensation, live from someplace in Connecticut, his underground bunker. Kirk, why do you think WTMA was so big? We heard from these guys, but from your perspective as a young teenager working at the radio station and kind of experiencing with your teenage friends there in high school, why do you think WTMA was so big in the 70s?
You know, it's funny because I have to relate this back to the fact that I have teenage daughters of my own now, and the thing that you really have to replace yourself in is in the 70s, you know, nothing that we take for granted now even existed. I mean, cable television had barely been invented. I was part of the cable TV company that was the predecessor to Comcast when it launched in 1975, and MTV didn't even show up until the early 80s, so that didn't exist. The Internet, your guys were just talking about the Internet a little while ago. You know, the words Internet Explorer would have meant somebody working off a fishing dock, on the river or something. So nobody got that. And TMA really was the place that everybody discovered the music of the 60s and 70s. I mean, the Beatles first came to Charleston on TMA in the 60s. Going into the 70s, the first disco songs that anybody ever really heard played on the radio station.
And probably the last.
Exactly. I think we burned them right after we played them. But, you know, and for teenagers at the time, it was the unifying force. I mean, you know, we would do high school football scores on Friday night, and literally people would, you know, follow the radio station because it was sort of the heartbeat or the life force, if you will, that kind of connected everybody together. It was cool. It was fun. People listened to it because you never knew what was going to happen next. I mean, sure, the records played, but as you just played a little sample of, the people who talked between the records were the most fun reasons to listen because it was just like crazy. You just never knew what was going to happen next at the nifty 1250, as we used to disparagingly call it.
More of our tribute to WTMA coming up in the 70s and 80s after the news right now at 8:29. Let's check out the traffic and weather together. Here's the latest on the cars out there. It's our very own Megan Keyes.
City police are still working that accident downtown Bull Street and Cumming Street by the College Charleston campus. And we have an accident man in Hogarth Lane, so be aware of both of those. And if you see any other traffic problems, give us a call, 277-1250. I'm Megan Keyes with your News Talk 1250 WTMA First Traffic.
All right, thanks a lot, Megan. Now let's check out the forecast. Going to be partly cloudy skies today with a high of around, well, somewhere between 85 and 90 with a 30% chance of rain. Got a 40% chance of showers tonight and a 50% chance of showers tomorrow with a high of 85 to 90 and a low tonight around 72 or so. Right now, 78 at the mighty TMA. We'll have more of this fun and frivolity next right here on News Talk 1250 WTMA. It's 8:30.